In 2020, raising the world's old-growth rainforests surged. Amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, rumbling bulldozers and whining chainsaws destroyed an area of untouched primeval rainforests almost two-thirds the size of Tasmania, or 4.2 million hectares. That's a 12% increase over 2019's ruination of nature. The worst losses were incurred in Brazil, three times that of the second worst offender, the Democratic Republic of Congo. This year, 2021, may even be worse. 1 million hectares of exquisite Papua New Guinean old-growth rainforests are being swapped right now for more monoculture palm oil and rubber plantations, soybeans for livestock feed, and the burgeoning $50 billion per annum wood pellet biomass power industry to create more heat to roast whatever remains of Mother Earth. 2020 was also a record for ocean heat. Combusting fossil fuels and tearing down old-growth native rainforests to chop up into tiny pellets to be burned as filthy biomass power is adding the equivalent heat into the oceans of dropping 10 Hiroshima atomic bombs every second of the year. By the way, the oceans drive Earth's climate. Trees are very sensitive barometers of heat. In the springtime, deciduous tree buds require a precise amount of heat energy in order to expand and grow flowers to make seeds and leaves to absorb carbon dioxide and store it as wood. For 1,209 years, the Imperial Court records of Kyoto, Japan, have been recording the exact date of cherry blossoms, a traditional sign of spring. This year, 2021, was the earliest bloom since the inception of continuous record keeping in 812 AD. It's getting hotter much sooner. The trees don't lie. Climate fires and climate droughts lambasted Australia in 2020. They devoured 17 million hectares, a nine-fold increase in tree cover loss. Also in 2020, record areas of climate fires scorched Siberia's old growth and gutted the heart of the largest remaining tropical rainforest, the Amazon. The man-made climate crisis is thrashing the oceans. Recurring and more intense marine heat waves have turned the richest assembly of ocean life on coral reefs into ginormous, god-awful, bleached white boneyards. An Australian Academy of Science report forewarns that at 1.5 degrees of warming, the remaining Great Barrier Reef will shrivel by 70 to 90%. Let me remind you that in 2020, Australia's average temperature increased by 1.44 degrees. At 2 degrees, my colleagues predict that just 1% of the reef would survive. God's teeth. So what can we do? Protecting all the remaining old-growth forests is crucial to slow down these hideous man-made heat waves. Only 1% of the existing trees on the globe are spellbinding giants. They live in the world's last old-growth rainforests and hold an astounding 50% of all the stored terrestrial above-ground carbon, wood. These beauties are sacrosanct. Ladies and gentlemen, nature doesn't lie. We cannot live on this planet without breathing, dripping, mesmerizing old-growth rainforests and all life therein, as well as thriving coral reefs. It's a now or never moment. Bring on a zero combustion economy, 2030. For the Science Show, from the Redwood Rainforest of Northern California, I'm Reese Halter.